telltale sign of an unseen planet in orbit. A hammer thrower demonstrates the principle. As he spins, the hammer pulls on his body, and he wobbles from side to side. The same thing happens as a planet swings round its star. Planets also reveal themselves if they pass between their star and us. The planet causes regular dimming, and from the timing we can even determine if it's inside the star's Goldilocks zone. The first distant planet was discovered in 1995. Since then, hundreds more have been found.
This, I think, is a pretty exciting discovery. We could be on the verge of a major breakthrough.
One that will both redefine our view of life in the universe and be a real triumph for science itself. Somewhere out there, perhaps not so far away, is a rocky planet, a bit like Earth. A planet with liquid water, where life has begun. Due to the power of evolution, aliens here might be surprisingly familiar, even if at first they seem anything but. Aliens that eat, for example, need an input orifice, or, as most people say, a mouth. Likewise, if they live on a solid surface, they'll probably have legs. The detail might be different, but legs are good things to have on land, especially if the animal is clinging to the side of a cliff. Planet is well lit, eyes are almost guaranteed. They let a creature accurately sense its environment. Even the position of the eyes will follow the same rules as on Earth. Prey animals tend to have eyes on either side of their head, allowing them to look out for predators. Predators, even alien ones, need forward-facing eyes to accurately judge distance, an essential skill when hunting. Struggles of life and death are probably happening right now thanks to the universal power of evolution. But in my opinion, evolution is so remarkable we can't really be sure of its ultimate limits. Life forms on Earth-like planets or in hidden oceans are not the only options.